Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to whatever we are. I'm Henry Raines.
I'm Mark Edge.
And we are what?
Raines and Edge.
Raines and Edge. Edge and Henry Mark.
I don't
like... Yeah, you know, too familiar for the audience? You don't want them to be like our buddies?
I just feel like Raines and Edge flows off the
sir and yes, sir. How about the Henrington Herald? That has a ring to it.
Right. We could do Reg.
Okay. Maybe we could have a contest.
I certainly, anybody who wants to email in their suggestions on what we call this show, they're welcome to do it at mark@freetalklive.com. Speaking of which, this show...
We are under the Free Talk Live umbrella.
Yeah, this show is brought to you by Free Talk Live because they have been kind enough, I have been kind enough to allow me on the air. But yeah, that's the whole idea.
I wish you'd be kind to yourself. In the decades I've known you, there's been times you haven't been kind to yourself.
I am particularly good at it these days.
It's an evolving talent.
Indeed. So, more or less, you know, the Edgington Post is a show that I've done for a long time. We used that name last week. I don't have a problem with that, but I just feel like if you're going to be doing more than half the work, you ought to get some kind of credit on the name of the show.
My work has value?
Yeah, your work has value.
Oh, well, that's good to know because some people, I guess, will find don't think work has value. Some people overvalue their work, I believe.
I believe they do, too.
But we have topics that are in line here. I know you've got some things you want to talk about, but some of the things that I started looking up over the course of the week that we can talk about, just to let the audience know that we don't just wing this stuff. It's not seat of the pants here. In the luxurious, can we tell people where we are?
Sure.
We are in the luxurious recording studio of WWPR in Tampa Bay,
yeah.
Bradenton.
Yeah.
I mean, the greater Tampa Bay urban metro area. Although Bradenton, when we were growing up, was a small town, it really is a metro area almost to itself. And was, can you imagine there's going to be a million people in this county, hopefully before we both leave this county for good?
There's going to be a million people in Manatee County specifically?
Yes. And
wow.
Sarasota County will have a million.
Wow.
Right now, we are at about 400,000, and they are just making, not to go too local, everybody, but one thing about Florida.
Cause well, I think that it's national
you
news.
You can just
people are moving
plow
over.
The fields and just put up tracts and tracts of houses,
yeah,
until you fill the whole state up.
Right, it's flat. It's
and they filled about half this county, and they're going to fill the other half, and then we'll start somewhere else.
I think this is interesting. So Manatee County, which is where you grew up.
When I was in high school, there were about 40,000 people here. I think when you were in high school, maybe 70-plus thousand.
Yeah. And we both grew up in the same county, same area, and it's amazing how much it's all changed. I still have this bias against Bradenton. I'm pro Sarasota guy, and Sarasota's like the fancy sister of Bradenton, and I would prefer to live there, but I really grew up in Bradenton.
Well, now both Bradenton and Sarasota have the rich uncle that has dropped into their life called Lakewood Ranch,
yeah,
and is spreading out over both the greater metro areas.
Yeah, Lakewood Ranch wisely does not want to be called Bradenton, even though they're in Manatee County. And for whatever reason, people call everything in Manatee County Bradenton, unless it's north of the
Unless
river.
Unless you're in Lakewood Ranch.
Yeah. Well, Lakewood Ranch, they definitely are trying to not be called Bradenton.
I remember 30 years ago. Boy, we really are getting local now. When my daughter was still in nursery school, and I don't know if with your son, if you remember, if he had friends in his sub-5-year-old age that they had birthday parties.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, periodically you get invitations to those. And my wife and I, our daughter's mother, of course, we had a birthday party. And I said, where are we going? She goes, well, it's out in Lakewood Ranch. Now, I grew up here.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, what is Lakewood Ranch? And she goes, oh, it's some trendy place they're trying to build.
Oh, you hadn't heard that?
No.
Okay.
This would be when Janet was about 3 or 4.
Okay.
So it was a good 30, almost 30 years ago, 3 decades ago.
Yeah.
And we drove out there. And remember, like if you're in Delaware, you'd drive across the state in, I don't know, what, an hour?
Maybe too long.
Yeah. But this, Florida, you can spend several hours just trying to get from one side to the other, much less from the top to the bottom or out to the panhandle. But anyway, we're driving out there and I'm like, you know, we're passing the cow pastures and everything
else. This is never going to work. No one wants to live out here.
Right. Who would want to live out here? There isn't a 7-Eleven where I can see.
So I have a funny...
So that's a Publix.
I have a funny Lakewood Ranch story. As you know, my mother moved here in 1963, which is...
Well, I didn't know that, but I can imagine so.
Even before you.
No, I was here in 57.
57? You were born in 57?
Well, I was born in 57.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I was born at Manatee Memorial Hospital.
Huh? Yeah. I was born at Sarasota Memorial.
No, no wonder you're so...
So fancy.
Stuckety up in Sarasota. Oh, that's where I was born.
So we lived out on in East Manatee County as I was growing up, and we would go by Schrader Manatee Ranch every day.
Yes.
And
cows?
Yep. Lots of cows. Lots of pimento bushes. Barbed wire fence, and that's about it. Sometimes they'd burn. They burn the pimento bushes just to keep them back. So... My mother actually was the second female field engineer for General Telephone Electronics in the state of Florida.
General Telephone Electronics. That sounds familiar.
GTE was your former telephone company before Verizon.
That was back when we had a home phone that you plugged into the wall.
That's right. So Verizon bought them.
And everybody on the block was also on that same line. And you'd pick it up and you'd have to find out if somebody else was talking or listening to what you were saying.
Yep, that's true. That's a party line.
So then we got fancy dancy because my dad had to travel the south. And so we got a private line.
Nice.
Yeah.
So my mom actually did all the telephony out there in what is now Lakewood
Ranch. She's psychic?
Not telepathy.
Oh.
So she did all the lines for the phones and everything that, I mean, they were trying to figure out this internet, so they put in fiber optic cable out there because they knew it was going to be fancy, but they didn't really know
now,
what.
When did they put that out?
This would have been late 80s, early 90s. And she was, by the way, had to sign a non-disclosure. Yeah.
They knew that the internet was coming back in the 80s?
They knew that people would want fiber optic lines, that it was a better technology.
So they could see through the telephone.
So they can just hear better, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, clarity. Remember the MCI with pin drop? Their whole thing was is they've got a fiber optic network.
I even remember MCI.
Yeah.
Another thing, this, man, we're old. I knew I was old, but you are so old, too.
I know. When I was a boy working for you.
When we were first met each other, you were less than half my age. And now you are like
almost catching up.
70% of my age. You are going to become older than me before we're finished with it.
Well, it's true. At some point you're going to stop aging, Henry, unfortunately.
I just mold.
So, yeah, I used to work for you when I was, from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18, at a comic book
and
store.
And I always gave your work value.
Well, yeah, I felt like it. You gave me raises without me asking.
People don't know what we're talking about. Well, yeah. Before this, we were talking about somebody that thought work should be free and somebody else thought something else should be free.
And we may get into that depending on if we have enough time.
Sooner or later, you know, we'll We'll get into all that.
Some important news with, well, sex in Ohio, I think.
Yes. Well, that, thank you for that segue, because I did have that pulled up, and then my we talked so long, the screen on my laptop went black, and I had to rub it a little bit to get it feeling. You know how it is.
I know the feeling.
You got to rub things a little to get it working. But it's working now, and Ohio Republicans are in your bedroom, or the royal, your bedroom. And also, just following along with some of these topics, you remember RFK Jr., we talked about the big drunken journalist farting party, that dinner party that he was at, and being very presidential there, we thought, at least being able to handle the farting crisis.
Sufficiently presidential.
But that's the story that keeps on giving, because he verbalized there that COVID targets Jews and Caucasians and it targets Caucasians and blacks and is not so targeted at Jews and other ethnic groups. We'll get into that because I've got his actual audio here.
That sounds like crazy.
And then there's this new music video, country music video. Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. I hear with the kids, he's, you know, the kids later are like 40.
Right.
He's a big deal with them. Some people are calling the song racist, but CMT, Country Music Television, for those out there that don't
aren't in the
care
know
about that, have pulled that video off the air and showing you that the voice of the people that buy the stuff the sponsors sell still has pull with people in high places. That which was another, you know.
I had never had a doubt.
The people that care have friends in high places.
Yeah.
Much like Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
See, I'm pulling out. Now, I have no cultural references from the last 10 or 15, ever since I got hearing aids. And I can still listen to music at home and enjoy it, but with the sound of the car and my hearing aids, I just listen to talk radio or podcasts or things like that because it's a lot more clarity. So but if you keep having me back here, I guarantee you I will be up to date on all the cultural trends in a year or two.
Well, you'll be better off than I, because I certainly won't be.
Florida has also approved. This is a national movement. It's not local, folks. We're not going hyper-local on you just because Mark and I are going down memory lane here. But Florida has approved controversial African-American history standards, some of which is to let the students that are being educated here educate them about slavery and the great technical skills that were taught to the slaves to help them improve their lot. Also, I thought this for your libertarian audience, all your audience should be interested in this, but especially those libertarians, the FedNow, the instant payment services, not to be confused with central bank digital currencies, which we already have a law in Florida that we will not allow that here.
Okay, so
you got anything you want to throw into all this mess?
I do have some more, but I don't want to say any. I don't want to tease
you
anything
want to surprise
extra.
Us?
Yeah, I don't want to tease anything extra with all the stuff you've got.
Well, you know, then let me just try and surprise you.
Do you have a condom?
Yeah. No. Sorry, you can't use those.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're banning birth control.
This is our decision, not yours. Get out of our bedroom.
I won the last election. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to watch and make sure you don't do anything illegal.
What happened to that guy that made
the old Republican voyeur that was, my goodness,
he's really the...
The couple is in very good condition, I
excellent.
Must say. You haven't seen the video. The video is facing me for... So I'm the eyes of the audience right now, and I would suggest you, anyone interested should follow up and watch the video.
They can certainly see the video, no doubt about it. But Republicans have been guilty, or at least accused, of being in people's bedrooms for a long time. What is it that the Republicans in Ohio specifically are doing right now?
Well, that is going to require me another click here to be sure that I tell you this accurately.
I mean, I'm certainly abortion. The Republicans are the dog that caught the car on abortion here in the recent past.
Oh, that means the dog didn't know what to do with it. The Republicans seem to be have plenty of plans. It's just not a good plan for electoral.
It's an almost predictable plan.
Yes. Well, the commercial was done by the Progress Action Fund, which some Democratic lobby group has.
And if you think that Republicans' opinion on abortion stinks, wait till you hear mine.
All right. Well, I will do that in just a minute. So anyway, this was is scheduled to on August 8th. Ohio will require that a vote on the proposition that require that any proposed amendment to the Constitution of the state of Ohio receive the approval of at least 60% of the eligible voters voting on the proposed amendment. Now, what that is in response to, see, it's hard to draw that straight line from the very excitable woman and man in the commercial to the old white guy and to voting yes or no on something that has to do with math. But let's parse this just a little bit.
Okay.
In the state of Florida...
Because I need some help parsing it. I don't understand yet.
Well, you know, in the state of Florida and many other states, you have constitutional amendments or propositions that are put to the voters to decide because, you know...
In Florida, they're constitutional amendments. Every place else, they're referendums, right?
No, they can be different things.
Yeah, they can be different things.
I mean, like California has proposition this and proposition
call
that.
It a plebiscite, just for general purpose.
Anyway, it's the people having a say in what happens. And since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade and putting it back to the states, many states, even very conservative states, I think Kansas was one of them, where when it's put to the voters, they don't want the very strict abortion standards.
I tend to think that's true.
And so and then they are voting by surprising numbers. Now, this is not good for the Republican politicians that are trying to make stricter standards and cater to their
base.
And more around the country and the states and localities, you pander to the base because there's been more and more successful ways of manipulating the voting process to keep the wider voting population from voting, not from going to the voting, but from having a say in the vote. And so, like here in Florida, we had 51% or 50% plus of one vote would pass a constitutional amendment. And then there was a
60.
Movement.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
But that's how we started.
Okay.
And then it was like, oh, we had the pregnant pig amendment.
Which, yes, that's right.
Which was the one they would use. Oh, what do the people have the right to tell some farmer that he can't keep his pig in a tiny confined space when she's pregnant? And we can that sounds like a real libertarian argument too. But we'll put that aside because what if
having had pigs by the way, I have an opinion on this subject.
Well, we've got lots of opinions that we're not going to fit into today, but just for the sake of this story, which I thought was going to be a quick story, with that, here in Florida, we had a constitutional amendment to change the constitutional amendment process that would require 60% of the vote. Okay, so now that there's some reasonability to that in that you don't want to frivolously change laws and maybe people don't
you
really
mean like
understand.
The super fast choo-choo? The one that was going to go from Miami to Orlando to Tampa. Do you remember this?
Back in the, I don't remember everything but the sound effects.
Back in the early aughts, maybe, you know, the people of Florida voted, yeah, I'd love to have a super fast choo-choo that runs from, you know, Miami, Orlando, Tampa. And then after about 5 years, a whole bunch of donuts and, you know, a lot of plans and billions of dollars, they voted, turns out the government's not the best organization to run this. Maybe we should vote it back out.
Okay. Well, people, you can absorb that, and we'll go back to math. So the math was, let's make a little bit bigger majority has to vote for it so that we know people have really considered this and that it truly is the will of the people. You know, you could use Brexit, for example, over in Great Britain, which would be, talk about not being a local example, where
right.
that passed, and then they had a lot of buyer's right. remorse on that vote.
Brexit was done with 50% plus one.
But still, so 60%.
And I think that's wrong. To change something as big as being in the EU or not being in the EU, it should be 60% of the people.
Oh, well, I will let my son-in-law know about that. I think he would agree with you, actually. But, so 60%, though. Still, that is a reasonable thing. You're going to change that. But now they're saying 60% of the eligible voters. Here comes the math. Okay, so lots of times we don't even get 60% of the eligible voters to vote. But if 60% of the possible voters went to vote, every single one of them would have to vote for, you know, whatever it is. And in this case, it is not restricting abortion to the 6 weeks or whatever the current state de jure and law de jure that is being proposed in those state legislatures.
So the suggestion is, let me get this straight. In Ohio, they're saying that 60% of voters, not voters, but eligible voters.
Yes.
So everybody who could vote, not the ones that do vote, but could vote, right. must approve any change to a 6 week time frame on abortion. So to make it longer, right? Like, you know, yeah. I think Ireland is the first trimester or right. something like that. Yeah.
And if you don't get a 60% voter turnout, nothing passes.
Yeah.
And just for example, here in our county and around Florida, but in our county in particular, Manatee County, we only had 20% of the eligible voters vote for county commission. And that has to do with some of the reforms that politicians have put in, which I say narrows down the amount of people that can vote. Well, this is following along that line. But I think the vote is on August 8th. So
if they can change the vote to make it this way, can they not then when Democrats get in, and they will, especially in Ohio, which is a swing state?
I'm not understanding your question.
Can they just undo this particular law? Is it a law?
You mean if the legislature could?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, if they can put it in place, they can take it out of place, right?
But this is the concept. The short answer must be yes, that legislature could overturn laws.
Yeah.
But if it's voted, if the people were to vote for a proposed amendment, not this proposed amendment,
right.
and pass it saying there could not be restrictions on a woman's right to an abortion, then because it would be in the Constitution, it would take a constitutional amendment to overturn that constitutional amendment.
So this is
be like prohibition.
Yeah.
You know, you need a constitutional amendment to.
This is a constitutional amendment that will be voted on by the people of Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that I think that the standard by which they are judging is too high. The 60% of eligible voters.
Yes. That is the point. And,
but they're using the numbers to make it seem reasonable by saying the word eligible matters.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The blistering heat wave baking the southern United States will drag on into next week and beyond. Over 90 million people are living in an area that is experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters say over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida. This as Vermont is continuing to recover from the impacts of a catastrophic flooding event from last week. At a press conference, Governor Phil Scott says that it's crucial for residents to report damage.
If your house, basement, or garage flooded, if you have any damage to your home or property as a result of these storms, and that includes driveways, equipment, and vehicles, it's pretty broad. Please report it to 211.
Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The Reins and Edge Show here on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Mark Edge.
I'm Henry Reins.
Yeah. And, well, we're doing a radio program here for you.
Some would call it that. Someone up in New Hampshire might call it something totally different.
We don't have that many stations in New Hampshire.
It's the latitude. Well, I'm thinking of one person in particular.
Oh, okay.
Who would say, what they are doing is a bunch of radio.
That's right. Horse hockey. So, what do we got? We were talking about my opinion on abortion. Yes. After we were talking about the Ohio law.
It was a pregnant pause on your opinion of abortion. Indeed. It had to get across the messages that we were playing there.
So, the reason is that there's this kind of ridiculous law that's being run past the Puebla site, that's being run past the voters in Ohio, that would require 60% of eligible voters, not the people who went out and voted, but the people who could have gone out and voted,
right,
to vote to change any laws, any constitutional amendments.
Yes,
right.
And in almost every election in the United States of this America, it's lucky, you're lucky to get 60% turnout of the eligible voters.
Right, so they'd all have to vote for it.
Much less unanimity.
So, and basically, in my opinion, the Republicans are like the dog that caught the car on abortion. That they really, these politicians know that their opinion really isn't going to fly. That America doesn't want this, you know, total ban on abortion. that the vast majority of Americans want to... I think that it's completely fair to put a time limit on abortion. They do that in Ireland. It seems to work out reasonably well. Now, I'll address that too, because it's worth pointing out. The vast majority of partial birth abortions, the ones that are allowed in crazy states like New York and all that stuff, the vast majority of those, in fact, I would go so far as to say all in a hyperbolic sense, are women...
Statistically all.
Yes, statistically all are women who their life is in danger.
Yes.
And now, you know, nobody's getting up to 8 months and saying, oh, I need an abortion.
Like, yeah, I changed my mind.
The reason you can't understand that is because it's not happening. It is bizarre. And we don't need politicians hopping in. If a doctor felt like a woman was killing her baby because she just didn't want it, or she was cruel or whatever, which there are cruel
mentally
people,
ill, yeah, unstable, etc.,
they probably just wouldn't perform the procedure. I think a doctor should be able to say whether or not he or she perform a procedure. They shouldn't be forced into it, in the same way that I believe that a baker should be able to decide what kind of cakes they make, and website developers should be able to decide what kind of websites they want to make.
All right. Well, you're baiting me to go somewhere else on that.
But here's my opinion.
But one more thing on your original point.
Yeah.
Even a doctor in an abortion clinic is not going to perform an abortion on a third trimester pregnant woman just because she says, I'm not in on this anymore.
Yeah. It seems unlikely. So to me, you know, when you're talking about the vast majority of a group not doing it for that reason, we don't need legislation to cover that. And, you know, why do we want women who don't want their children to have children?
I don't know.
This is like prisons full of unwanted kids. Do we need more there?
Well, let's go to the other end of the scale here, because what is happening here in Florida, we passed a law in this previous legislative session that was much stricter, and I'm thinking it was I hate to say this because I didn't prepare to know what the law that they want to change already is. But they want to take the new law that is more restrictive let's put it this way. It's more restrictive than what the standard was under Roe v. Wade, which was viability. That was a benchmark.
Yep.
And viability wasn't a number of weeks, because viability became a shorter period of time because medical technology allowed it to become a shorter period of time. So viability of the baby living outside of the mother.
Right.
But where the state of Florida and where a lot of these states want to go now is 6 weeks.
Right. Heartbeat.
Is that when the heartbeat is?
I think the heartbeat's even earlier than that, but 6 weeks.
But the heartbeat really isn't the heartbeat as though it were going to, the heart would continue to
beat. I don't get into this much.
Yeah.
Look,
but anyway, 6 weeks, and the point being that a lot of women, men I don't think ever have to try and figure this one out, but wouldn't really know that their monthly cycle has even been off, because that's in the normal variation of a woman's menstrual cycle. Not common, but it can happen, especially if you're on...
You could barely know in 6 weeks whether or not you're pregnant. Yeah. And I would agree with that. One thing that kind of always concerned me about this is it seems so strange that Republicans want so badly... Well, here's the question I was going to ask you. Do you think more Republicans or Democrats get abortions?
I think more poor people get abortions.
Well, have you yet answered my question?
I don't know the answer, but I would think that if more people... poor people are getting abortions, it could be more Democrats getting abortions.
Yeah.
But I don't have any real... The other thing that we should also say about these more restrictive is there's no exception for rape or incest. And also, the what we've already found on some of the non-6 weeks, just the more restrictive laws that have passed without the exceptions, that you have women crossing state lines because the doctors are afraid in the state where they are, where their health and life is in danger, to perform the abortion.
Sure. Right. Abortion tourism is very likely to occur, and they're going to try to pass laws against that, too.
Well, that is a euphemism that is has an agenda behind it.
What?
Abortion tourism.
I see. So the suggestion is crossing state lines in order to get an abortion.
Healthcare.
Yeah. I don't mind using other people's terminology, just so long as I get to give my opinion on it. So as far as I'm concerned,
they're not going to the abortion theme park.
Yeah, they're certainly not. So if the majority of people who are getting abortions are Democrats, why are Republicans fighting? And this is worth pointing out, the majority of people who vote, most people will vote the way mom and dad voted. And that's just the way it is. Why are the Republicans breaking their backs to bring more Democrats into the voting pool?
Because the voters that care the most about this vote for Republicans. And because the many places now, as I said, like here in Florida and other places, the voting pool has been sliced and diced so much that it's determined in the primary, and in the Republican primary, the people that care the most about this are the most ardent voters, so you have to out anti-abortion your opponent if you're a Republican trying to get elected.
Well, I like to bring this to those people, and those people are listening.
What people?
The people who want to see abortion completely outlawed.
Right.
Those people need to understand the consequences of their actions. The consequences of the actions of allowing all babies to be born is, a much higher weight on the social welfare program. Not just the babies that are not really, retarded or whatever, but just kids that are largely unwanted.
I don't think that carries any weight with the people that are that stridently anti-abortion.
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
They aren't worried about the vote. They're worried about a human life.
Then human life, the quality of human life, all of us, is going to go down in this country if we continue
to
let...
Why do you want to
kill babies, Martin? As far as I'm concerned, this particular primate is highly successful. They shot Harambe over the possibility that he might have killed a kid. So... No, 8 billion, we're doing okay. Like, the loss of a few will be all right.
But you are trying to put yourself in the mind of the opponent, and I'm saying that none of the things that you're talking about, there are no exceptions for the opponents that want 6-week abortion bans. There's no exception for rape or incest.
There may be, there may not. What if the majority of kids that are aborted have an IQ below 100? Like the vast majority.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, there's a problem because you're now dragging down the U.S.'s IQ. What if...
Oh, I think it was George Carlin that said, but if it isn't, I apologize to whoever said this. When you think of the average American, you have to realize that half of them are stupider than that person.
That's right. And it's exactly right. So that's my opinion on abortion is we're doing okay on stupid people. We're doing okay on poor people. We're doing okay on, people on the social welfare system. We don't need more.
Well, with your permission, let's talk about...
So that is a crappy attitude, isn't it?
No, it's your attitude. I'm used to you having attitudes. Ever since you were a little attitude, you had big attitudes.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. Let's continue where I was going here. And when you were talking about stupid people, let's talk about a non-stupid person doing stupid things and saying stupid things.
Okay.
And that would be our friend from last week's show, the son of Robert Kennedy Sr., RFK Jr., Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., who we talked about last week. Please go back and listen to the podcast or the Free Talk Live. Do you call the archive the podcast, or do you call that just the archives?
The archives, yeah.
Yes. Well, go
to archives.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it would be last Friday's, right?
Sounds right. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Here, let's just go a full-on plug. I was listening to it. I haven't gotten all the way through it yet, but I was listening to it on Spotify, so it's available on Spotify. If you and it is the last Friday show, and it must be. I bet it's all over the place on podcast sites.
I'm sure it's on every one.
You prefer to go to freetalklives.com?
I think it's just the easiest place to tell people to go.
That's not the easiest place to tell people to go.
But, they can all go there.
But anyway, if you hadn't listened last week, and it's not fresh in your memory, you have to go and listen to RFK Jr. was either hosting a dinner party for journalists, or journalists were hosting a dinner party for RFK Jr., where they would, it was a ritzy, hotsy-totsy restaurant in New York City. There's lots of ritzy restaurants in New York City, I'm told. And RFK Jr. was there. He was in the midst of a crisis, not personally, but there were these boisterous, drunken, old, white journalists,
yes,
in an argument to the point, well, you know what happens when old, white, drunken people get in a boisterous argument. Fists don't fly, but farts do. And there, that was, so go back and listen to that. But as we said back then, that is a crisis moment, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. handled it in his own presidential manner as far as not participating in the farting or even getting involved in the farting and or even the boisterousness.
So what do you, are you against RFK?
Am I against RFK?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we've got two shows under our belts, and RFK's got mentions in both.
I am all in on RFK Jr. Okay. And radio. He is the gift that keeps giving, and we will, if we could do video, I would have pictures of him pumping iron just to have something to talk about. But let's let RFK Jr. speak for himself here, right here on under the Free Talk Live umbrella. What do we call this thing again?
Reins and Edge.
Reins and Edge. I'm starting to like the ring of that.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And we need to talk about bioweapons. I know a lot now about bioweapons.
Now, this is actually his voice, and I do have the transcript, but you may have a little bit of trouble understanding him, but it isn't your radio, it's not our studio, it's the New York Post reported audio from this. So
okay.
We'll just take it a little while, and then I'll fill in the blanks.
I've been doing a book for the past 2.5 years, and you know, the technology that we now have, all these microbes, we have hundreds of millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes. The Chinese have done the same thing. In fact, COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. The races that are most immune to COVID-19 are because of the structure of the genetic structure of genetic differentials among different races of the receptors of the ACE2 receptor. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people.
What was that, Robert?
COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people.
Just one more time, so I get this straight.
COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people.
Well,
the people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese.
Who doesn't get it?
And black people. People who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese.
All right, so he's put out the theory, and he did say there is an argument, right? Like, so he's he may not be 100% married to this, but he says that COVID-19 affects white people and black people more than it affects Chinese.
That isn't what he said. He said it targets.
Targets.
It's and in fact, he didn't even say targets. He says it's targeted.
Yeah.
So let me, I do have the transcript.
So is that the argument, or is that the truth?
I think he's right on the edge of that. I want to be accurate on this, because people, as I said, that was a little rough audio, and even though I kept playing with the audio and trying to be a smart ass about the whole thing, I do really want people to hear what he said. He said, COVID-19, there is an argument. I have more clarity than Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s voice. I feel that now.
Certainly right here.
COVID-19. There is an argument that is ethnically targeted. COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. No qualifiers in there. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. We don't know whether it was deliberately targeted or not, but there are papers out there that show the racial or ethnical differential and impact. Kennedy hedged a little bit there.
There's
the
your clarity. So I think that would you agree that China downplayed its numbers of COVID in the early months?
I say that seems likely.
Okay. And would you agree that Israel, for whatever reason, I'm not going to make any reasons, that Israel didn't get hit that hard by COVID?
No, I don't agree with that. I haven't seen any data that. I do know there was a lot of research on. I saw quite a bit about Israel and the precautions they were taking and the steps.
Yeah, I think they took a lot of precautions. I don't think they got hit very hard by COVID. And it may be because of the precautions. It may not. I don't know the reason. But
well, now you've challenged me. Go ahead.
It seems to me what he's trying to say is, A, the numbers show that Chinese and by the way, I can't think of any Asian place that really got wiped out by COVID, but that he's, you know, I mean, it's true. Some diseases affect more other some ethnic groups more than others. I don't know the truth on this, but I don't see anything particularly wrong with what he's saying. If China's putting out skewed information, well, I mean, that's skews information. So, anyway.
You know, this is just Google.
Yep.
Just Google talking.
Yep.
But when I asked for Israeli COVID casualties,
yep,
for what is the impact, the first thing it told me, GDP dropped 3% relative to in Israel. But I will get more specific to what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's worth talking about.
But if you want to be president, this is my case against RFK Jr., not just in this one, playing this up, is don't step in a big pile of dog crap voluntarily.
Yeah.
And verbally, that's what he just did. First of all, you need to, and, you know, Joe Biden, when he's out in public, is not the most precise speaker.
Oh, certainly not.
But there is a lot of
popcorn
evidence when you get into the committee meetings and stuff like that with him. He has a command of the details. I'll say, even just for the sake of argument, at his prime, he had a great command of details on the argument.
I was always impressed. I expected, when Biden went into the debates with Trump in 2020, that he was just going to get trounced. It seemed like Biden is probably a senile old coot. And there's a lot of evidence. Like, people, you know, the Republicans, you know, love to get that information out. But at those debates, he was cogent and in good shape and, you know, like, I was sort of impressed with him. I wouldn't vote for him, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I don't like his politics, but I was expecting something entirely different.
Well, and so the point I'm making about RFK Jr., just don't use the word targeted. Targeted inherently has intention behind it.
Yeah, sure.
You could have said it's more, you could have said blacks and Caucasians are more receptive to the virus, or you could have said Jewish people and Chinese are less receptive to the virus. And then you could go making your case about the ethnic casualties of it all.
Right.
And personally, I don't know why he even wanted to even talk about that,
well,
other than it's his shtick about...
It's a shtick,
yeah.
And I think America's looking for the final word on COVID. Like, they want to encapsulate what happened, look at the mistakes, look at the successes, because as I said all along, this isn't the pandemic. This is the test for the pandemic.
Okay. And now let me try and give, in the last minute or so that we have here, a little break to RFK Jr. If you didn't have the targeted word, or you say that, how about having something that might show you some statistics? So I really quickly will say, in Israel, this is according to Worldometer, 4.8 million cases of COVID, whenever this was cut off, 12,500 deaths. Usually it's been 1 to 2% of the population, so it is less than 1 to 2% of the population. That would be 48,000. And so, yeah, evidently they were more effective in fighting it, or less receptive to it.
Yep.
Thank you, RFK Jr. I'm sure the check's in the mail for me. But we'll get more of all of that. Oh, hey, well, something else, something very interesting is coming up next, Mark. I'm pretty sure about that.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chain Locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.